We hear again our Lord's word from Luke 19. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." In the name of Jesus. The disciples and the people of Jerusalem see Jesus ride into town on the back of a donkey, and they chant words that they learned from the prophets. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." They're sinners, all of them. They know that, or at least they should, for they hear the scriptures read each week at the temple, and they sing the psalms, the scriptures which say such things as, "We are all as one who is unclean. All our righteous deeds are filthy rags," Isaiah 64. And the psalms they sing, which have the sinner chanting such things as, "All men are liars," Psalm 116, "and I was brought forth in iniquity, and my sin is ever before me," Psalm 51. They're sinners, all of them, these people watching Jesus ride into Jerusalem. Yet they chant, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest," Luke 19:38. How does the sinner here on earth end up singing about peace in heaven? Heaven is the dwelling place not of sinners, but of God. And the sinner can have no confidence of standing at the face of holy God unless that sinner is himself or herself made holy. The one to make the sinner holy, he's the one riding on the back of the donkey. Jesus rides into Jerusalem for just that, to make the sinner holy. That's why he sheds his blood on the cross. That's why he then takes the blood he shed on the cross and delivers it to the sinner at the Lord's table for the forgiveness of all sin, to make holy. That's why Jesus baptizes the sinner into his name, to make the sinner holy. In baptism, Jesus sets the sinner in his place so that the sinner, now clothed in the righteous robes of baptism, stands before the Father in righteousness and purity forever. So the sinner here on earth, seeing Jesus ride to the cross on the back of a donkey, seeing Jesus then shed his holy blood on the cross, and hearing Jesus gather sinners to receive his body and blood for the forgiveness of all sin, the sinner now sings of what the sinner does not know by sight, but by faith, by the hearing of the words of Jesus. "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." He comes, they chant, in the name of the Lord. That is, he comes by the name Jesus. Because Jesus, coming from the Hebrew, means Yahweh saves. In the Hebrew, it would have sounded more like Joshua, or a little more precisely, like Yeshua. But Yeshua, Yahweh saves, comes to us English speakers as Jesus. That's the name the Lord comes by, Jesus. Yahweh saves. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is Jesus. Because he establishes peace in heaven. Peace in heaven for the sinner who is here on earth. Peace in heaven for you and me and our families. Peace in heaven is when God the Father hears the intercession of his Son, and according to that intercession, His Son's only blood, after all, is the interceding blood. According to that, he justifies the sinner. A father at peace with those he has created, that is peace in heaven. But we're not there. We're here on earth. What about peace on earth? Peace to us. That is what the angels had sang of when they were proclaiming the birth of Jesus to the shepherds. Glory to God in the highest, they sang, and on earth peace among those of God's good will. Luke 2:14. Peace on earth. How? Peace in heaven is when God the Father hears the intercession of his Son on behalf of the sinner, and according to that intercession, the sinner is justified in heaven. Peace in heaven, then, is God the Father and God the Son sending forth the Holy Spirit from heaven to sinners here on earth, bringing to the sinner the word of the cross, the word of the justification of the sinner by grace, that is, bringing to the sinner the gospel. Peace on earth is the sinner here on earth, you and me and our families, hearing the proclamation of the gospel, hearing the word of all sin forgiven, of the sinner justified by grace, and by that word knowing the forgiveness of all our sin, so that we have faith that we are at peace with God the Father in heaven. Peace in heaven, then, is for the sinner here on earth the life of faith. Faith is the substance of the things in heaven, not seen by our eyesight, but known by the word of gospel. Peace on earth, peace in our own lives, in our own families, is for us to hear this justifying word from heaven, to hear the proclamation of Christ crucified for every sinner, and having faith then that we are justified not by any worthiness of our own, but purely and only by Christ crucified, which is the one word the church on earth knows to preach to sinners. And so it's Advent. Jesus rides into Jerusalem on a donkey. He rides in to give himself over to death on the cross, to die in the place of the sinner, shedding the blood to atone for us and our families. With this knowledge of the gospel, we now may see how Advent brings us to Christmas and the incarnation, the birth of God the Son in the flesh. But in that, we are given to see the Christmas birth not just as a miracle of Almighty, eternal God coming in the flesh to join those in the flesh, but much more profoundly, we are given to see Christmas, to see the incarnation as God coming in the flesh for grace to the sinner, for mercy upon us. For God comes in the flesh for one reason only: to take our sin on himself and then to suffer and be humiliated as the one who, bearing our sin, is standing in for every sinner of every generation in order to die, to be the Lamb of God taking away the sin of the world by shedding the holy blood. Advent. It means entrance. Jesus entering Jerusalem to die for sinners. And it means Jesus entering your life and mine, coming to us in his word, gathering us to his name with our fellow Christians, coming to us in his body and blood, and coming to us always to forgive our sin, to clothe us in his honor, to cleanse our consciences, to justify us so that we have peace on earth, even as he has established peace for us in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Amen.